radio program is specially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillared global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives and UNFPA South Sudan. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, you are on South Sudan. And in today's edition of the program, we are going to look at the International Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation that is marked every year on May 9th, and get to know more about how to manage interpersonal conflict and relationship challenges. Before proceeding with our discussions, let's have a brief background on the International Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation. National Day calendar shows that May 8th and May 9th have been designated as the time of remembrance and reconciliation for those who lost their lives during the Second World War. The days are set aside to urge non-governmental organizations and individuals to pay tribute to the victims of World War II. It begins on May 8th, the anniversary of the date when the World War II Allies accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany and the end of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. World War II began in 1939 and ended in 1945, though there were conflicts before that which led to the World War. Nearly all nations at the time were divided into two warring factions, the Allies and the Axis. Allies included United Kingdom, USSR, the United States, and others. The Axis included several nations including Germany, Italy, and Japan. It was fought in Europe, in Russia, North Africa, and in Asia. In South Sudan, Accords reports indicate that in 2011, Southern Sudan witnessed a successful and peaceful referendum culminating in the secession from the Republic of Sudan and the birth of an independent Republic of South Sudan on 9th July. Despite the relative peace brought by independence, true peace in South Sudan is threatened by armed groups, rebellions, and local conflicts. These have led to the deaths of thousands of people since 2005. Incidences of internal violence among local communities are also on the increase in many parts of the country. Against this backdrop, the government of South Sudan has launched and taken the lead in preparations for national reconciliation and healing initiatives in the country. This policy and practice brief examines the reconciliation process that post-conflict South Sudan embarked upon and reflects on the country's planning and implementation, progress made, and how processes in the country can be best supported to achieve sustainable peace. With reference to the reconciliation initiatives and programs implemented in other post-conflict African countries, this policy and practice brief also outlines key challenges to the success of the South Sudanese process and offers recommendations for various stakeholders to support the sustainability and success of the initiatives. So now, how can we manage interpersonal conflict and relationship challenges? To understand more, I spoke to some youth in Catholic University of Juba in regards to how they manage conflict, and here is their say.
My name is Daniel Victor, a student from Catholic University pursuing bachelor's in procurement and logistics.
Doctor, how are you managing to solve conflict with your friends? Let me say your colleagues at school or your neighbors. How are you managing to solve if you have issue with them?
Well, to begin with, I would like to start by defining what it means, the term intrapersonal conflict. According to the definition being given by most of the authors and commonly used by the NGOs or NGOs and the other peacekeeping bodies, they say interpersonal conflict refers to any type of conflict involving two or more parties. So that's the definition. And according to my own way, or in my own way, how I manage these interpersonal conflicts, since it is a natural outcome of human interaction, there are many strategies one would use to understand. Like, I always identify the problem between the people. Then after I have identified the problem, I have to call the two parties to hear from both of them, and then from there I will have to ask them so that they reconcile in order to forget and then move on with life. Assuming I have a conflict with one of my friends, the best way for me is to confront that person by, maybe I will have to allow him, even if I know I'm right or I was right in my own way, I still have to say I'm sorry. I have to grant that I'm sorry. I have to accept it so that later on he may reflect it. My message to my fellow countrymen and countrywomen is that they should know that they are the fillers of peace. In one way or the other, to make this country a better place, youth must start playing a greater role in establishing and creating a long-lasting friendship, not only to your locality or your background, but it should be universal, so that you act universally and then everything becomes easy, so that you forget the past and continue to leave the country.
I'm Tol John, I'm an economic student. Thank you for the opportunity to interview me, and I'm really happy to be part of this interview. Now, one thing we need to first know about conflict. Conflict is a normal part of every society. It is something normal. It is something that is a fact of life. It is natural. So, after all, we cannot expect two people or a group of people to agree on everything at all the time. Why? Because people have different ideas, people have different preferences, people have different ways of doing things. So with all this, we cannot expect people to agree on things every time. Therefore, we have the responsibility to learn how to deal with conflict, because we all know if conflict is mismanaged, it can cause greater harm, and this holds in our country, we know that. So what I can say is we need to learn how to manage conflict peacefully and in a inclusive manner. Because if we do it, we manage it well, it gives us that opportunity to strengthen our bond that we have, to strengthen the love that we have among ourselves. And now to go to the point of how I can manage, I have different ways. Of course, if this one fails, I shift to the other one. If this one fails, I go to the other one. And one of the strategies that I use is, I can say I use withdrawal, temporal withdrawal. If I see things are getting out of hand, I withdraw from the argument or whatever conflict that is happening temporarily, in that it gives me room to cool down, it gives me room to think and again evaluate and analyze, where did I go wrong? Am I the one that has gone wrong in this argument, or was it my friend? Until when I find out, like, I'm now settled, I'm at the level whereby I can discuss things normally, of course I go and approach that person I'm in conflict with. I make sure I use some respectful words to approach the person, then we come to the point of agreement. If that one fails, I do counseling. Of course, I go to the counselor, we see the way forward. You know, one good thing with counseling, it does not directly focus on the disputants, those people who are involved in conflict. It focuses on the behavior of the people that are involved. So when you're told by the counselor, this is what you're supposed to do, this kind of behavior is not good and this one is bad, it gives you that opportunity to see all the steps that you have taken towards this, then gives you that room again to view, I mean, to seek for the new ways of solving it, solving that conflict. And another one could be maybe a constructive confrontation. They bring in a third party, as my brother Dictor put it earlier, bring in a third party. That third party, the work is now to ensure that there is a favorable climate for all the people that are involved in the conflict, to make sure that if the negative emotions in iteration of the conflict is to shift in and cool everything down. So these are the few methods that I use when there's conflict around me or when I'm involved in it. You know, one thing I can say is that unity is strength. The only thing that we can use now to move forward is to love ourselves. You know, greatness is not for the greats, and there's no single great country that was under greatness. It depends on the willpower of the citizens. So it is up to us to make this mess that we created. It's us to work on this mess, and it's us to make our country a better place. And there's no way we can make this country as a better place as youth. It's only by starting to love ourselves and work together towards unity.
My name is Monica Ajak. As the others have already begun by defining what conflict is, I will not go again define it. I'll just go straight forward with what I want to say. To begin with, when I'm in conflict with somebody, I'll make sure that I analyze who is in problem. Is it the person that I'm having a conflict with, or I myself is the one with the problem? And then now I will begin going through it. If I know that I'm the one in conflict, I will leave what that person want me to do. Maybe that person might be wanting me to leave a certain habit that I have, and if I don't leave it, that is now, it will be the one now to arise into a conflict. So I will now have to leave that, the problem that he wants me to leave, I will leave it. I'll have to leave it definitely. Say that we come now into agreement. And then another way is like bringing in a third party, like the other colleagues have said. You bring in an elder, and then now the elder will begin asking you questions, and then you will answer how this conflict arises. And now the elder will be the one to judge who is in wrong or who has a right. So from there, if you know that you are in wrong, you will definitely say sorry to the party that you have offended. And there it will bring peace between you. If you say sorry, somebody's heart will cool down. He will know definitely that you have made a wrong and you have accepted what you have done as a wrong thing. My advice to the young people, like the youth, is to, I want them to know that when you apologize, even if you have done what to a person and you deeply apologize with all your heart, that person will forgive you. And what is increasing our conflict now is that we don't apologize, we don't say sorry. Even if you know that you have really done something very bad to a person, you begin saying, ah, what is it? Do you think that I had seen you, I did not see you? And if the other person begins to quarrel, you say, ah, to hell. Now, how do you think that person will be? The conflict will begin now going on until it will reach to a part that it can never be controlled. So we need to learn to say sorry to the person that you have offended. That's what I want to tell them. They need to be apologizing.
Dear listener, those were some voices of young people on how they are managing conflict. Now for a better discussion on today's topic, I am joined by Sungeru Kwari Emmanuel, a program manager of Civil Society Human Rights, which is a member of Sabab Les Shabab. You are welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, Sunge, to start with, what is Remembrance Day all about in South Sudan, and why should we remember?
Yeah, it is a very important day because we remember the heroes, the martyrs, who went down, who gave their life for this country, for the independence of this nation. We know very well this country was not just voted, or we had to struggle for some good years, fighting, and then we were given the rights, our own rights, as the Republic of South Sudan. So we have a lot of matters who went down. The very influential one, who's the doctor, Dr. John Garang, who was really the leader and the founder of SPLM, and SPLA, who took the lead in order to fight for the struggle of the Republic of South Sudan. It is important to remember them because their blood cement our nation, as we sing it always in our nation anthem. Their blood cement our foundation of this nation. So it is a very important day, and this is a very important thing to do when we are remembering them.
Okay. So as an expert, what is reconciliation?
So reconciliation is the process of two people or group in a conflict agreeing to make amendment or to come to a common understanding.
Okay. Yes. And what is the main purpose of reconciliation?
The main purpose of reconciliation is to avoid the conflict of the past from sparking another conflict again. So you are trying to break the cycle of conflict through reconciliation. Once you do not do a reconciliation and you have issues with a person, maybe a group of people have a misunderstanding which with another group, they need to come, you need to sit down and have to reconcile among the group or the persons you have a conflict with them to avoid the situation happening again in the future.
Okay.
That is the main purpose of reconciliation.
By the way, why is reconciliation important for us as South Sudanese?
Yes, it is very important because right now we have had or we have been going through a lot of tribal conflict, community conflict, and to mention even individual conflict, the opposition conflict in the political arena. So it is very important for these groups, for this category of people, to come together and amend or come to a common agreement to see a way forward to stop the cycle of conflict from happening again.
Okay. And how can one manage interpersonal conflict if not relationship challenges? How can somebody manage?
Yes, I will tell you the procedures of how a person can come into a rescue of conflicting parties.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing which need to be done is to set a stage. You talk privately to individuals or the group which are at conflict, ask them to come to a table and make sure that you organize the stage where these people are going to sit, whether you take them in a private place like a hall or a sitting room, and then you clarify the situation. You talk about the situation, why it is important for them to be here, but you allow them also to speak their mind, to speak their point of view, to express themselves, but you do not do any kind of judgment. You allow them to speak, you allow a person to talk their grievance, their anger out, and then you also listen to another person, but you do not have to interfere by judging why the person A did this or why person B did this. You just have to listen very careful to their intention, to their mind, and then now you encourage the discussion to continue amongst themselves. That's when now you come to a point where a solution can be made, and the solution that can be made that favors them all is a win-win. Look, you say now you don't want the person A to feel like they have been cheated. Their rights have been taken out of them, but you also make sure that they have a common agreement that at least put them, each person, to be a winning one. Like, yes, I'm satisfied with this agreement. And once you reach such an agreement, trust me, that is a true reconciliation. And I'm very sure from that point, the conflicting parties can never come to a conflict again.
Okay. Mm. Now, assuming you and I are in conflict, how will you manage?
Yes, it depends how intense the conflict is. Yes, if it persists, like what we have tried all the argument and no one is coming to a common understanding, then we can call in a third party. Or we can talk to anybody who has a crew on the topic of our argument. And then they can help us. They can be the peacemakers or the monitors to help us out with ideas and so on.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tsunge. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio. You are on South Sudan. And that was Tsunge Rukwari Emmanuel, a program manager of Civil Society Human Rights, which is a member of Shabab Le Shabab speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your opinion and tell me, how are you managing conflict, or how do you solve interpersonal conflict or relationship challenges? Shukran lekulu mustementa iza iRadio wa hasede fursa taki asan itabe akter sherik fi barnamik ta Zone 72 Youth Program wa almodu bitan nabi wonzu fogo zamanta zekira wa mo shalaha asan kida anader asuma min itabe zat kan ita indu shira au mashakil mazol itabi hilu kef minken ita indu mashakil masabitaki au jirantaki au fi mahal sokol au fi medresa au nazbetaki zatu lakin itabi hilu al mushkila de kev sherik ma anatuali fidakil studiata iza iRadio. What I would like to know from you is to tell me how you are managing conflict. Let me say, in that community, how are you managing conflict? Maybe you quarrel with your neighbor. Don't tell me you have never quarreled. How are you managing to solve it? Are you ready? Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from? Fine, thank you.
This is Abbas from Awil.
You're welcome, Abbas. How is Awil today?
Awil is good. Very cool.
Welcome.
Yes, the program is good. It's okay.
Thanks.
As in South Sudan, we are really, we need to come up with the word that we can pay for it to each other. When somebody offends you, don't take it as he did to you or she did to you. You can come down and then say sorry. And you understand the situation first, analyze if it is he or she on high temperature. You can first leave her or he to calm down, and then you call him at three times and talk to her or to him. Brother, I'm so sorry for what you did. And he also supposed to reply, sorry.
Okay.
A word of sorry, nothing like it, especially in South Sudan. But we in South Sudan here, if somebody did offend, nothing is called sorry, and you cannot revise yourself. That is the only thing. But it's a good approach. Always we can use sorry to each other. And that is my comment.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Abbas, for your positive feedback. Abbas, geni wonusu, lozala muleita kap. Ita bagde wori lo malish. Lakin fi junub Sudan ini, ma fi zol biru du kalam ta malish. Ita kan kelim malish kano ita der katulu bara. Lakin o kelim malish bagde abru du geli bata zolo. Kaman kanta minkin hindu mashakil ma zol. Zol de talatekian ma ita bishubur awel kan tempato kan biga zalanto de nezil suya de zaman ita birua lu uo. Okay, so kwana bas ma musharak takita kaman bagder sherik ma ana urile ana bezad kanzol amuleta kap ita bihilu al mashakil bi benu ita ma uo de kev tabagder sherik I read you.
Hello?
Yes, it's ma munu jaraminwen.
It's another question.
Marhab gar coach.
Ambarke.
Mabatal, marhab twali. Marhab, worilana bezati tagi hilu mashakil kef, minkin majiran taki.
Majiran, Majiran, Madame,
Okay. Garkot is saying if his neighbor wronged him, for him he will go and say, neighbor, this is not good, let's stay like this and that. Thank you for that contribution. You can also call and share with me yours. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mark Bagdar.
Marhab Dar. Shukran Shedi Dar Mamusharak Taki Dar was saying something is not seeing well with the youth is once this problem, they always love solving it with problem yes. With problem.
Revenge.
And he's saying revenge cannot solve anything.
Yeah.
His advice is when you see the issue is really becoming too serious, call a third party to solve it out. That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Dar. Let me pick another call and hear what he's saying. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please. It's Magmunuta Raminwen.
Another in your Quran is me, John.
Marhab Twali, John.
My contribution is like this. You know, conflict in South Sudan, it needs to be taught from the grassroots. They got decided to give them a workshop. They don't know how to solve the problem. The mushkilat al masis. They be great, but we don't know how to end it. They say, well, like the bridge is benzene. You know, it's not about end those, you know. They are mushkilat in it. Because the neighboring country, you got the opportunity, someone are more bigger, farmers, they chase. Uganda to monitor. And they have their own problem when they do their own problem. Then different main problem. So Mazugulasa in Africa, too, we are solving in Karabakh and Northern Sudan. When they do Mushkila, we don't know how to solve it. So solution, killing again is ahead. Killing again is ahead. And let us divide ways. Inshallah, Karam will manage them. And like, let us think. Killing the Fakira, Yama, again, fight Mushkila Lana. Yala Nazil Giga, Amalana, Vice President. I'm a 500 parliament member. Let alone containment. Who can build family, Somalia, Malaysia. Many problems. There is to help. I get it. Need for welfare of South Sudan. Learn how to rest on the wood. Generation of Gijazat rest on wood. Corona again, 2 years. Now we've got youth. bigger monya fana, you can only gain it unless you think about it.
Thank you. Thanks so much, John, for that contribution. And you can also share yours with me. Itakaman bagder sherik manaraya taki fidakil studiata iza I radio. O kamana naindu difan mana fidakil studiata iza I radio isimto sunge lukwari Emmanuel. Lo indaka suwal itaderasa do fogotiriga zolbi agder hiluma mashakil uo ini maana uo bagder juabu le itatuwali. O marhab, not forgetting that Zone 72 youth program is a program specially made for the youth, and what I would like from you is a solution on how you are managing conflict and how do you solve interpersonal conflicts. You can share with me. I have a guest with me, Sunge Lukwari. I think you can tell them how people can manage to solve conflict as an expert.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I had explained that earlier, but you know, the word sorry, sometimes it is rejected and not accepted for a reason. There are some people who just say sorry. They just mention the word sorry because they won't let go the issue they are in. And maybe after some minutes, after some days, after some time, they continue doing the same thing. When you approach them again, they will tell you the same thing, sorry. Just
so plans. They continue, sorry.
They continue after the sorry, and you know, it keeps on. Sometimes you get tired of why the sorry is not even important again. And again, saying sorry alone is not important. You say sorry, and then you mention what you are sorry for. What have you done wrong that you are apologizing for? Sorry, I did A, B, C, D. Please, I will not do this again, and I will always be positive to you. It makes a lot of sense when you tell the reason why you're sorry. Yeah.
What about those ones, even if you apologize to them, you say you're sorry, but still they don't forgive you? What can you say about that? Like such kind of thinking, is it something good or is not?
That is really complicated. When you apologize to somebody and they insist on conflicting way, then you really have to, you know, take a distance from them and involve a person. Let there be a witness to see what is happening, to hear what is happening. You have apologized, you accepted your mistake, and the person really doesn't want to give up on you. You make sure there's someone who has known about the issue. Maybe if it goes ahead to the law, you have a witness to defend you later on. That this is what happened. This person really was sorry for their mistakes, and the person they were apologizing to never took it.
All right, let me pick this call. I read you.
Yes, hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Alex Mutai Mark.
Marhab Tuali Mark. Shukran.
But now the conflict there had been to me from Jim Sudan. For Han, you know, the Kubutadam will make Han the time in the London in Monosur. Which and there Han, the head mission of the London, the shoe story there had been to 1900. So I think that we are found the time of the money, the moon, the world, so the Zabi, it is a bear of the new bear is out of mind. But then I have, though I knew them. Jenis Sudan, dia lebih tanya hai si jan. Nas kita lo jan, aku kita lo jan, aku mabas nak kalam tazol tani. Ya sebab, karena ini soal aku kita di studio, ada hal kita jan di jenis Sudan ada berluket, dia nazu member di marai, dia nak jani. Dia lo jan, aku mabas terbas nak kalam tazol tani, ini percaya lagi di sini. Pada hai jadi point, ambil kalau nak tazol. Kadinas bukan jalani, bicara, udah risad maafu, udah ramal hari betul, udah nyakam. These are the strategic plan and jam di sini. Maafu betul, soal betul, saya nak dengar kita jawab dana. Kan betul, nasi macam kini dia, awak nasi main ini, entahnya. Macam macam ada betul di sini. Kau mungkin kau reportai, kau jangan baku, kau jangan kau sudah, kau jangan jual tanah jana, wanda hajar mahisha kwa wana tuje mashaka dama buku nasi jirikira wanda hajar bagan dair nasal no isha anu kede job lano shukra
ok so grand mark ma musarak taki was wal taki did you get him?
Yes, I got him. He's okay. Asking the people who are suffering right now.
Yes, he's saying the major cause of conflict nowadays is due to the hunger in the country. Everybody's hungry, and you know when you're that hungry, your temper is always high. Mm-hmm. That's according to him. And now he's saying in this situation, how can we solve conflict?
Yes, it depends in the views of the community that one lives in. Hunger, if you are a displaced person and you're living in the IDP camp, if the food ratio is not there, that's when you ask the people responsible for the rights for food. And if you're in the community and you're suffering from hunger, and this could be maybe you're living below the poverty line, which is caused by the conflict in the country. It is something a lot of people are going through, Elodie, but we need to always be courageous to live in a peaceful way and not to do things that disrespect the views of others as well.
Okay. Thank you. And I think if you do wrong to your brother, let me say, if you do something wrong to your brother because you're hungry, it will cause serious problem. You will kill him today. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow still needs him to help you out. So I think the only thing we can do is you put God first, because the economic crisis is for all of us. All of us, let me say, in the country. Osunge, what can you say?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let me pick this other call and hear from him. iRadio.
Hello, iRadio.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from? Marab Twali. Okay. Shukran Sidit Mamusharak Taki, you can also share with me your opinion and tell me how are you managing conflict and how do you solve interpersonal conflict, by the way. Maybe you have conflict with your friend. Tell me exactly how are you going to solve it. You can share with me. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, it's Magmunudara Minweni.
Dani ya wini maag Medina.
Medina, zama nto wili kefita.
Ana kwe.
Marhab.
Wala ya na mbugada kenyo saba nina jera ni tu mwashol mehigda. O maradi ara gani kenyo zunu sigit mojiru mane siri tabe bita wa chana hasiu. Ana ma gana zari ya. Bulo nagas mazul. Niri mnatu huu kansan. Nahtu guntan basoba sabah. بتقوم تجي بتظهر لك يقول يا خنا مالك وانا واحد من الناس قال انا ما بقى منتظر كله ما قال نقول معلش المهم قال انا خلطان وقال انا ما خلطان وانا ما بعرف كيف وانا من كيس منها شديد مجرم انا هاكي طبعا بتاوى اقول يا خنا لازم دير نعمل زي حركات مرضى طبعا تربس توبة وتجي كاري حتى الرجل اصغر منه طبعا انا اصغر منه بكثير بتربس توبة انا نتحاور معه بكثير وطاهي بيجيني بتظهر لك
Medina, it's a good time back there, Kelly Malish the Lezo.
I'm not going to go to Malish the Zol, Wallai. kulu kulu uma baari shirta na raje mazon ya leza shaka sa mazon wana raje ne uma uma na nojitu kishare zato wala kan chamna si haje kabe shino ana magana mshino wana kala zimbibu kukashe lano ana bugul kode zoli ana mufugmane nagas mao lano si zolba nagas mao ubanabasi kubugule kalam har wana raje bukura sabaha gulde zoli wa shakar mao na raje mao le ana fitari nasi ana akuni ndi zoli ya na mani shakar mao kulu kulu wannan amal ma shawar na shakan mazanin bai wannan zanin buridi
yalla hafiya
ni ko ajiyar for tabiya bata sama hakidin mujal ana bayarna haki wa herna nadar ani amal zema sobo ubiji ne zole gudai male wana magane tawal ma gidi ta kullu kullu
okay sukran all right sukran medina mamu sharak taki medina said for her even if she has issue with somebody, like for example she was having some issue with her neighbor conflict, she finds it so difficult for her to say she's sorry, but she doesn't have any problem in her heart.
Right.
So
but that is very wrong. I'm sorry to say that this is when once you're feeling too big to be sorry, to apologize to your neighbor, and the neighbor is like a part of the family, it is very hard to resolve any conflict.
Okay.
Immediately.
All right. So, Medina ajalifi minkin kan itaindu mashakil majiran taki au sabitaki itabi orilo malish au kaman itabi asadu afia minuo afia de bardu bagder hilu alham alfi gelbato asantum bikun fi ajidi fi situational quiz wa sukran shedit asanita bagder sherik maana ita kaman bagder call ana bijashi lu wahid au itnin call asan zamanta nabiga girip I radio.
Hello.
Yes please, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Stephen. I call from Aisora.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Okay. Mission Jira?
Hmm.
Well, look, I'm sorry to check out the mouth. What?
Hmm.
Zombie, look, I'm checking the mouth, but I'm looking at the machine better. Which is the zone of the machine better? The body of the control, look at the machine, the zone, the zone manage. The zone is the carabo. The carabo is out of my chance. It's a girl who's out of the moon. They are not here. Time to shoot, but then look at the machine go.
Okay, sukran Stephen ma musharak taki. Stephen was saying there are some people, if you wrong them and you go and tell them exactly like what I was saying before, you go and apologize to them, still they will not forgive you. They will just look at you and walk away. So if you are that type of person and you have been listening to this program from today onwards, seriously, you need to change. If somebody wrong you and come to you and say, I'm sorry, please listen and forgive, it means that person realized his mistake or that person doesn't like trouble. I read you.
Hello, I read it.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is a call work from a week.
You're welcome, a call work.
Thank you. Hello. Zul zamli haya kaab u hukun haya su dilbak. Zul yanta sadda di sami ukir. Ilalishin. Shukran.
Okay. Thank you. Did you get him? He was asking, like, if somebody wronged you, why should, again, you come together, in other words?
Because this person, you are still going to live with them. If you are in the same community with them, you are still going to live with them for so many years. And you don't need to have a revenge with them. You don't need this a problem to continue again in the future. That's why you reconcile. You come together and find a better way of living together, or find a better way of how you handle the particular situation or the argument that you both are going through.
Thank you. Let's go now to our line of SMS. There's somebody here saying, Samuel Madok from Awil. Good evening to I Read You. My advice to youth of South Sudan, especially those who divide themselves into groups or gangs in order to fight with other group, As a result, South Sudan future will be unexist. So it is better to change this ideology and unite as one generation who will make South Sudan famous nation of good activity. So I wish them to classify themselves in basic of activities of education as sport, artist, and schooling. And thank to iRadio for participating in the conversation. All right. Thanks for that message. And then there's another one here saying, Samuel from Awil, apology is the soap for conflict. However, majority of us have misunderstood it as fear, as they fear. Okay, thank you, Samuel, for that message. And there's another one saying, everything can be manageable if there are some understanding, trust, and belief among yourselves. So when it comes to relationship, especially, dialogue also plays big role in it. This is Laku. Thank you, Laku. And there's another one here saying, by reconciling to each other and forgiving is the only way. Okay. This is Lisiana. Thank you for that that message. So, Songe, what is your last message? What is your last remark to the audience who are listening to you?
Yes, thank you so much. My last is we should draw back from revenge. The reason why there's a lot of community continuous conflict is because people from different groups want revenge against the other. They want to do exactly what they did against them. How they wronged them, they won't return it in the same way. So this keeps the cycle of violence continuous. So revenge is not the solution, but reconciliation is the best and permanent solution.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sunge. If I didn't pick your call, do not worry. We are going to continue with the same program the coming Saturday at the same time. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines include, for GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled International Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation. And my guest in the studio was Sunge Rukwari Emmanuel, a program manager of Civil Society Human Rights, which is a member of Shabab Le Shabab. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe, and I am leaving you with a nice song from Telmil J. It's called Yalde.
now you're beside the woman. Yakwani.
I want to go to school. Me, I want to go to church and pray. When I grow up, I want to be like Dr. John Garang.
Yale, ya almost have all the ability. I. Why I say so? Yale, ya almost have all the ability. I. Killing a sad woman to live in a happy life. Killing a sad woman, they have to take care of tomorrow. Can you never be sad woman? Munuta ni be sad woman. Anina ya be sad woman. Ya mani ye. Killing a sad woman to live in a happy life. Killing a sad woman. I to live in a happy life. Killing a side of